Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
All right, that's a song I grew up with, and neither one of them knew it. This is 720 WGN. I don't think any of us start out our week thinking, oh my God, at the end of the week, everybody's going to be talking about me. A video will have gone viral, and I will be on TMZ. That's exactly what happened to Richard Porter. Richard Porter is a national committeeman, a delegate representing this district. Or what district is it, Richard?
Well, it's the state of Illinois, but no more. It was my last day was yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just so glad it wasn't TMZ for drunk driving or something even more scandalous.
I know. So I'm watching the Republican National Convention, and of course I'm watching Twitter and everything else, and I see this video go viral because Matt Gaetz busts in on a live TV interview that the former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is doing with, I think, CNN. And give me the audio of Matt Gaetz, Brian. You got that one? So people can hear how this happened.
Speaking. What night are you speaking? Are you speaking tonight?
Or one person?
No. Hey, you're not. If you took that stage, you would get booed off of it. You would get booed off the stage.
Okay, so he's bumping in on a live interview. And Richard, I'm sorry, I didn't know who you were. But then I'm like, who's that guy? And all I could think is he's been in the military or he's in law enforcement, because your demeanor was so stern and you did not raise your voice at all. And you called him out and pretty much told him to back down. So tell the story from your point of view.
Well, I mean, I just watched this unfold, and he was being rude. He was being a bully. And as people sort of kind of pushed back a little bit and he moved back in the crowd, you know, I just expressed myself. I wasn't trying to make a scene. It was sort of sotto voce, you know, a little under my breath and just speaking to him directly, because I thought it was wrong, it was inappropriate, and someone ought to tell him.
And that was you.
It was. Yeah. I just happened to be there. I mean, it's such a funny thing. You know, you're there and you see someone acting like a fool, and you're like, dude, you don't have to act like a fool.
Right.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah. And his demeanor changed. Like, his voice was real high and he was all, you know, in the game. And then he looked at you and you could just see his voice dropped a few octaves. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, and he just kind of moved away at that point, didn't he?
Yeah. No, I mean, he knew he was being a buffoon.
And
you know, when someone calls you out on that, I think he has other motives for doing all this, but, you know, it still doesn't really excuse you from being a bully. I mean, just sort of settle down. I mean, you can make your points. You compete. He succeeded in having McCarthy removed as speaker. That was then. You know, now we're focusing on Donald Trump. But just sort of like, it's so schoolyard. You know what I mean?
That's kind of how Matt Gaetz operates, I think. So Richard Porter is with us, an Illinois Republican National Committeeman. That was your last opportunity to be a part of the convention. And then you end up on TMZ and they identify you as a 64-year-old lawyer, but they called you an older gentleman and a senior citizen. That's rude.
A senior citizen. That was the biggest put down of the whole night. I guess I am. I mean, the funny thing was, I had just written an article about how elites are out of touch with reality. It's important to be pragmatic and in touch with reality. And when I saw the senior citizen thing, I kind of recoiled. I'm like, yeah, but you're supposed to be in touch with reality. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I am. I mean, it was just, but it was a funny chain because, you know, I think the biggest put down was the last one. But anyway, I will proudly wear the mantle of a senior citizen, I guess, from now on.
Look, you look tough to me. I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy that's a Chicagoland guy. So you're a partner at Kirkland Ellis. You're a practicing lawyer.
I was there. I was there for 31 years. I was doing M&A, working with companies, buying and selling other companies. But I was active. I've been active in political things for pretty much most of that time. I was in the first Bush administration where I was Dan Quayle's counselor, and I ran the domestic policy council for George Bush.
My gosh.
After being a deputy assistant secretary at the Treasury. So I've been around political events and people for, 35 years.
Well, I love that you called Matt Gaetz an a-hole. Because all of us watching were like, they're like, ah, that guy. And tell me if this is your writing, but I was reading an op-ed that you wrote about a friend who passed away, I think by the name of Stephen.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. And
you and
Stephen were as far apart on politics as you possibly could be, but you were still friends.
Yes. Yeah. He was a friend. He was a client. He was a absolutely brilliant guy, just had a very incisive, decisive approach to business. But he was very excited about always promoting younger people, men and women of, more disadvantaged backgrounds and so forth. He was just a terrific guy. He made a lot of money, did very, very successful private equity guy, but he really brought heart to things, and we had a great connection. It was, we were on opposite ends, and we would have very, very genteel debates. It was very old school.
Do you think we can get back to that old school attitude during this political climate?
No, we can, as long as people aren't if their goal isn't to get clicks, right? I mean, that's the challenge, which is you realize that being saucy or being sort of over the top, so it's sort of it's crazy, and then people want to see it, right? I mean, the media, the nature of the media drives you towards that. And when you're dealing with people in a face-to-face way, you're just going to be more courteous. It's harder to be rude to someone, looking them right in the eye.
Well, wait a second. You looked Matt Gaetz in the eye. You looked Matt Gaetz in the eye, and you called him an a-hole, and he's on your team.
Yeah, no, he is, and he should behave better. I mean, but, that's what senior citizens should do, right?
That's right. Be the elder statesman and put these kids in their place.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Convey what we should be doing. That's right.
Well,
to me, when he died, it really struck me that was a special relationship, and how we approached it was something that's been lost. And I wanted to highlight that as a way of dealing with people. You can argue with passion, but not with anger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you always deal with people recognizing that they're your equal. I mean, you're created equal. And that's what it means. I mean, this being created equal is a manifestation of the commandment to love thy neighbor. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So putting someone on that level, treating them like another human being, I mean, that's what makes America special. So you can be different. You can have different opinions. You can be passionate. Just don't be hateful.
Right. Richard Porter, Illinois Republican National Committeeman, and described by TMZ, this is how TMZ got their clicks. This is literally almost right out of a movie. A strong-willed do-gooder telling a bully to buzz off, and as a result, some think the nameless guy here got the better of Matt in the exchange. The nameless guy is Richard Porter, and he's on the phone right now. And then they went on to say he was an older gentleman and senior citizen, which we're like, no, no, no. Well, it's nice. Yes, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you for having a good sense of humor and for joining us on the show. Yeah, come back.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I need time. Let me know.
Awesome.
Happy to do it.
Richard Porter, check out that video. It's comical, that's for sure.